Hi. All
Okay.
right.
Here we are.
We are back after, it feels like fucking weeks.
It's been a couple. No, it's we missed one
We missed
week.
1 week, but when the show is going, it feels like we've missed a month.
Well, right. Everything's pretty disjointed in this show
Right.
at the moment.
It's very disjointed.
But hi, my name's Malia Renee.
And I'm Michael Morin.
And Drew is still not
He's
here.
still MIA. He's
He's.
in Hawaii?
Yep.
Sorry if you didn't want people to know that.
Well, maybe he's not there anymore.
Right, he may not be there anymore.
Don't go to Hawaii
To
looking for
find Drew,
Drew.
yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, where to begin?
Where to begin? So, I would truly be hurt if we did not discuss someone who is very close to my heart, which was Tajwan.
Tajwan, you love Tajwan.
So, she was night one of Colton,
Yeah.
and I remember seeing her on screen and being like, "Oh my God." Like, she is my kind of
You
woman.
love her.
She is really everything to me.
Yeah.
I adored her. And then she got sent home, and it was really early in the morning, and she was so baffled at how she was getting sent home.
Right.
And I felt equally, if not
Baffled.
more, as baffled. Like,
Right.
I was pissed off at Colton right from the
Right.
get-go because of how excited I was for her.
Right. I get
So
it.
to have her walk down the beach, I think I was jumping off of the couch with joy. And I have to say, I'm really sad she's gone. And she did not disappoint.
No, she didn't. She sure
She
didn't.
really didn't.
She came in hot. I mean, literally hot.
She was so hot.
She
She is
was
my kind of
melting.
girl. Like, I just can't, like, everything about her. I think she's so funny. I think she was the most beautiful woman on the beach. She's everything to me, really. Like she just is.
Okay.
Like that,
Listen. Yeah,
yes.
I get it. Like, she's beautiful. I think the thing, you know what I think it is? There is a level of being, she's a hint disheveled, you know, in her demeanor and the way she, like, just kind of her appearance. Like,
See, you
she,
say disheveled, I say quirky. I think
yeah.
she's a little
Okay,
quirky.
she is quirky, but there's something that's a little bit like, I'm a little bit of a mess, you know? Like, it's just like a slight thing. Just a slight thing that she
You
has.
look, you're entitled to your
I'm just
opinion,
saying.
and I'm telling you, all of the shit that they did to try and make her look unstable or
Well, yeah,
wacky or
they,
whatever, like, I looked at her and I was like, she's a blast. She is funny.
Oh,
She
yeah.
is fun.
She's
She
great.
is everything in a woman that there is. And I didn't really co-sign on their edit of her.
No, yeah, they ruined her. I mean, here's the thing. If I was there, I know I would be sweating just as much as
You
she
would
was.
be.
And I would be asking for Gatorade and probably some guacamole.
That's true.
You know, I'd be
Oh my
doing
God,
the
you're
same.
my kind of woman.
Exactly. I.
Maybe that's what it is. It's like she possesses all the qualities that I just look for in a person,
Yeah.
and you have that
I
too.
have it
You get
too.
so
So I get
hot.
it. But, like, here's the thing. I mean, here, yeah, that's the real question. Makes you want to ask questions about the producers and who's running the show, because I'm going to bet that 50% of the guests that come on have a similar experience with the heat and sweating and overheating and all that. They just choose not to show it about them.
Well, here's the thing. When you're funny and when you're
Yeah.
being funny,
Yeah.
sometimes on places like the internet or in an editing room,
Yeah.
they turn it so that you're the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're the one creating the joke and the entertainment and
Right.
supplying all of the humor around
Right,
it.
right.
Like her holding her eyelids while she was like mock crying was so hysterical to me, and I was just like, oh my God, like I don't find her to be the butt of a joke. I just find her
Funny.
funny and fun
Yeah,
and
totally.
like
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
JPJ thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he definitely did, but you know, we saw how that panned out.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll get to JPJ.
Yeah, we'll get there. I mean, he kind of steamrolled pretty much the last 2 weeks almost.
I know.
But like in a way that I'm completely fine with.
Okay, let's get into it. Yeah, let's get into it.
Like, I can't think of... So, let's see. Where are we supposed to start with?
The wedding.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Because we missed stuff, because we start with Tajwan, we might as well start with the fact that, you know, Tayshia... Told him to go on dates. Mm-hmm. But Tayshia also, I don't think she was as honest with him as she should have been. She said, you go on dates.
TBD.
Yeah, to be determined. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, she could have made it a little, you know, he's younger, so I think that's what happens to, I think it's a great example of what happens to a lot of young guys, where they have someone that they're interested in, it seems to be great,
mm-hmm.
and then the person on the other side is like, you know what, let's try some other things. But isn't clear
mm-hmm.
about what that really means. And because of the lack of experience, they're like, oh, okay, we're just, you know, trying to find our way back to each other.
Yeah.
And
I think Tayshia is guilty of withholding a bit. And here's the truth. I don't know if she's withholding from JPJ or if she's withholding the truth from her confessionals about her true feelings towards JPJ. But, like, right. across the board, I think she's holding back a little bit with someone somewhere. And that probably just she's holding stuff back within herself. And that's right. where all of those kind of, like not feeling like we have the full picture with her.
Right.
Because it seemed that JPJ did not have the full picture. Because, no. A, he thought Derek was pursuing her. Yeah. Where in the edit we saw, it was quite the opposite.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
And he also, the edit we saw made it look as though he was under the impression he had something more with her mm-hmm. than was really there. But now that we're farther along a week later, it seems like she's actually got more feelings for him than she's been admitting to anyone else.
Exactly.
So I think she's guilty for that. But I do want to say, like, Michael and I really want to get into this, have a completely different take from a lot of people where we 100% believe John Paul Jones.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this cast on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and he, to me,
mm-hmm.
Is the only person, aside from Mike Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who is 100% sincere and real and honest on the show.
Yeah, and I'd argue Tajwan was exactly the... Exactly. She was very honest as well. Mm-hmm.
And so that said, I think even maybe some of our favorites mm-hmm. that we like are not.
Well, the last time we recorded this, remember, I was hot in the Derek seat.
You were hot in the Derek
and
seat.
And I have to say, I predicted, hey, sometimes I get passionate and I jump ship. And this is one of those scenarios because the truth is, like, to me, John Paul Jones is a Keanu Reeves. Like, he is the kind of person that is sincere, is genuine, and I don't believe he's doing anything out of somewhat false intentions. And what he had to say about Derek, I completely believe him.
I
believe that assessment. I know that he's silly and goofy and people want to, again, kind of make him the butt of a joke and like, oh, come on, bro, you're acting crazy. I don't think he is. I think you get vibes about people. I think you know things about people when you're perceptive. Like, you're a very perceptive person. You get really good reads on people, and I honestly trust them.
Exactly.
And I trust people. There's certain people that when they say they get reads on people, I know they're not wrong.
Right. And here's what I'll say. Like, one thing I admire about JPJ through all of this, I don't know, he's been so honest and real.
Mm-hmm.
And The thing that I noticed about Derek, I noticed it before any of this, mm-hmm. and I told you this while we were watching it. I was like, wow, it's funny how Derek seems to always find his way in front of the camera with people on the beach that don't seem like he would, like, he's always finding his way into the storyline.
Right. He would always be sitting talking with the people whose storyline it was.
Exactly. And it seemed really out of place when he was talking to, what's Clay's, Nicole. It seemed like that just, it continually happens. And watching him do this, I don't know, it just felt false to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, following that up, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He had feelings for Demi. But to jump so quickly in his mind to, oh, God, what did he say? He said something to Tayshia when she ended it that told me everything. I forget what it was. He was like, oh, there was something. Oh, well, the fact, that's what it was. Sorry, not Tayshia. So JPJ was like, he confronted Derek and was like, you said that maybe I'll get engaged to you. To Tayshia then.
Right.
And Derek didn't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, to me, that's an insane thing to say.
Of course it is. You're, well,
that's an insane, if your intentions are pure.
Yeah.
It is insane for you to, a week after the girl you've been pursuing dumped you, be like, well, maybe I'll get engaged to this one girl I haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a fucking game.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, maybe my storyline will be this now. That's what that told me.
Mm-hmm.
What it told me is that, like, oh, Derek's following his storyline. Oh, Derek's trying to find, okay, where is my story keep going? Or what's my best bet to potentially be the next Bachelor? I gotta bow out. You know, like...
There's a lot of people that... certain things become normalized, and I think what Derek is defending about himself is a sort of normalized attitude of like, well, I'm famous, this is the perk, man, this is, yeah, this is the game, this is the perk, this is the angle, and it's all normalized until someone like a JPJ
points to that,
comes in, and they're like, I don't subscribe to that, I don't believe in that, yeah. I like, you are the reason why men have bad names.
Exactly.
Like, you are exactly the person that I know women talk about, right, being assholes. Yeah. And I know you're an asshole. Right. And it's like, I do think that all of the things Derek's trying to defend about what he said and normalize all of the different little things he said,
mm-hmm,
it is very easy to normalize.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be on that boat.
You know,
like, I don't want to be on. I understand it's easy to normalize in the context and the show and the celebrity and the, mm-hmm, and the this and that and the other. But I would so much rather be with John Paul Jones saying, you're the reason why this show has become shitty.
Yeah, exactly.
You, like, that exact attitude, that you're on the Blake train. That, yeah, is the attitude, yeah, that has made
you're the wiser Blake. That's,
yes,
it.
The bitter on the block, messed up in private before I came into the public eye, Blake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's really, it's so true, because one thing, like, it tells me everything, like, and I love that JPJ did this, because, you know, most people might not see it the way we see it, but the fact that JPJ said what he said,
mm-hmm,
and then when Derek wanted to, listen, it's very obvious. Derek wanted to clear his name. Derek,
yeah,
wanted to feel okay.
Yes.
It's like, I'm sorry, but you know what? The truth of the matter is, like, nobody has to give you that.
Yeah.
If you said something, I'm sorry, you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe, you know, okay, given the benefit of the doubt, it was taken out of context. But the fact that he came at him so hard and so aggressive and wouldn't let it go tells me everything I need to know about, like, the
yeah,
that was a frantic person who said some shit that they probably shouldn't have said and didn't think that it would come out, because he's been building this I'm the nice guy that nobody ever wants image,
mm-hmm,
all season long, only to have it blown because he went for the wrong girl.
Yeah, and because he said casual things that are normalized in this setting are normalized.
Right.
To someone that's like, I am a real person who knows that that is shitty.
Yeah.
That's all.
Exactly.
And I completely agree. When Derek approached JPJ at the bar on the beach and was like, can I talk to you? And he's like, I really don't want to do that. No, can I talk to you? I don't want to. No.
No, yeah.
And he wouldn't take no for an answer. He wouldn't take no for an answer until finally, what is it? Two men screaming on the beach at each other. Right. When someone set a boundary right off the bat.
Right.
Calmly.
And let's also look at... Let's look at when you, after the blow up at the wedding, when you look at the demeanor of each character, mm-hmm. people
yeah.
on the beach, JPJ said what he said, and then we watch every scene. He's just chilled out, hanging out with all the girls.
Not talking about it. Yeah.
Not bringing it up. He's like, no, I said what I said. I stand by what I said. I don't want to talk about it. He even said he didn't want to talk about
it. Yeah, right. When Wells tried to bait him.
He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Because
it's not a, like, he wasn't trying.
For it to be a storyline or to be a this, that, or the other. He
was just telling him to back the fuck up.
Yeah, because he had strong feelings for Tayshia. Right. And he felt that that was someone who, was not the kind of guy that she'd be happy she ended up with in the end.
Exactly. And
the fact that he lets her chill out and gives her space.
Yeah.
And, like, respects her.
Maybe too much space.
I know. He's special. I do feel a strong, energy-wise, there's a strong correlation for him with Keanu Reeves for me.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I think he might be, you know, like, he has these feelings, and they're so strong, and he feels them deeply, right? And there's some, I think he's a lot more of a confident person than people give him credit for,
mm-hmm.
so I don't think he feels the need to constantly be on top of mm-hmm. people to, or someone, like, telling them, or attached at their hip, or whatever, and unfortunately, I think in this setting, that probably got him into trouble where it didn't seem like... He was like, you know, give, he was... And he keeps saying it, and nobody's acknowledging it, and...
Saying what?
He keeps saying, it's like, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to do what she want. Like, basically, I'm just trying to do what she wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, test the waters, and like, I'm listening to what the girl I'm in love with said to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm in trouble for, you know, yeah. I mean, it's that, you know, it is a, he definitely maybe got too passionate about it. And maybe, you know, maybe he did cross a line here or there. I don't know exactly.
I think him and Tayshia are so cute, though.
They are.
If she but would I don't just. Think she,
here's my fear. My fear is that she won't let herself be with someone like that. And we talked about also. Is it all goes back to remember her dad
mm-hmm.
from Colton's season.
Mm-hmm.
Colton's dad, or her dad didn't approve of Colton.
And her dad was on the opening of this show, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He told her not to wear two-piece bikinis and not to...
But I think her hesitation with JPJ, to me, I think it comes a lot from her father. It comes a lot from her father... Like, her bringing home a young 24-year-old or whatever that, like, that maybe at first glance isn't, you know?
I honestly just wish JPJ would maybe say more of the things that he says about Tayshia to her.
Yeah, I know.
Because I think that she would maybe understand.
Well, I think he tries, and I think he just gets really nervous. I think so he's cute. Just so into her.
I know he is.
He is. I mean,
and look. she gets a read on that. Yeah. I just hope that she starts maybe trusting the way she feels and less of what her head tells her about the situation.
Yeah, and honestly, my fear is this: is I fear that that Tayshia might be more. Oh, I hate saying this. She might be more of a Derek, in the sense that she's like. Well, I'm trying to get my longevity out of this franchise.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll
see. We don't know. We'll see.
I'm just, I fear that.
I understand.
I fear that about her. And
I have to say, of the people on the beach, JPJ is just coming off as such a catch.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Just such a catch. And
I can't believe, I just can't fathom how the internet is so on Derek's side.
I know.
I mean, listen, that's like we said before, you know, Derek is a prime example of the snake in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't want to hear it last time we did the podcast,
mm-mm,
but he is, like, the worst kind. They're not the ones that are obviously bad. They're not the ones that are obviously assholes. They're the ones that are, like...
They're the ones like Blake.
Yeah. Okay, so it's actually what we said before is perfect. Because if you watch Blake's, like, the words coming out of his mouth when he's talking and trying to negotiate with somebody, it is a stumblier version of Derek now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Derek is just better at that narrative and coming across, like, very, you know, wise and respectful and, like, you know, he knows to not take the action until it's time, you know, whereas Blake tries to do that, but he already fucked the girl, so it's like, it doesn't work, you know? He puts the, you know, the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all it is. I feel like Derek is just a wiser, older Blake. You know, and this is all based, honestly, based on weird observations, what JPJ says. And I trust JPJ. Sorry, internet. But JPJ, I think, is, if you watch the show back, you'll see that he's the only one who's being honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's the only one who didn't come in with a plan.
He's the only one that's not calculated whatsoever.
He's not calculated whatsoever. Like, no, if you watch him on screen, there's no way that human can be calculated.
That human's not calculated.
Do you want to know why? Catch a fish?
Because you don't yell at someone at a wedding.
Yeah.
When you're being calculated.
Right.
Especially the way he did it and the things he had to say and all of that. Like, that's not a calculated move.
That's a heat of the moment.
That's a heat of the moment. I'm getting really heated up about my feelings for this woman.
I sat next to her and she was just like, you know, and
yeah, he lost it for a second. And you know what? I'd rather have that person.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of person who you could, like,
yeah,
talk to and just be like, hey, I see where you're coming from, but let's, like, cool it and maybe, yeah, like, hold off on this. Then the person that you never really get the full story or the full picture.
I also, you know, just, like, in an overall scope of things, looking at the beach as a whole, I look at JPG and most of the time he's hanging out with the women and he's not part of this, like, weird boys club. Where it's like, something Clay said this last week made me feel, like, weird. Where he's like, oh, man, he's one of the boys from day one. Like, been here since day one. And there's just, like, this something about it that just, like, made me cringe inside.
Hmm.
Like, oh, he's one of the, oh, I can't believe Derek's gone. And it's like, well, you guys have, like, a pact. Like, you guys are, like, a fucking, you know, like, it's like them versus us, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that with JPJ. I hate worlds in which it is, like, this men versus women.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so negative and gross, mm-hmm, in a lot of ways. To me. That's just me. But there's something...
Well, yeah, no, I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on necessarily all of the same things, mm-hmm, but I agree with that statement.
There's something, there's just something with, like, certain, like, it happens every season on Bachelor in Paradise,
mm-hmm,
you know, but...
Okay, I want to move,
yeah, move
I want to
on.
Move along, okay. Because there's so much more that happened.
Okay.
Angela.
Angela and Clay.
Angela's the best right now.
I love Angela. I think Clay is a dummy. I think he might know he's a dummy a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe him and Nicole deserve each other.
Right. You know, there are aspects of Nicole that maybe fit Clay better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems as though after what we heard about their conversation about working out, Clay might need somebody who's, like, attached at the hip.
Well, she acts like a cheerleader.
Yeah, she's his cheerleader.
She acts like a cheerleader. Actually, in a lot of the sense of a cheerleader, where she's also, like, overprotective of her quarterback boyfriend and don't you look at my man kind of thing. And Angela just seems like...
maybe a little too independent for Clay.
She seems independent. She seems like a woman who knows what she wants. Yeah. And someone who, I don't know, she's coming off great.
I think she's coming off great, too. I mean, I don't know what Clay's thinking, honestly. But, you know, I guess if that's... listen, everybody wants what they want.
I loved her date with Mike.
Oh, she had a great date with Mike.
I loved everything about Mike, and I think Mike has perfectly executed his bachelor audition. I think he landed it, and I think we can go ahead and make this official at the Men Tell All and announce our sweet baby boy.
I'll tell you this much. I will be absolutely livid if Mike Johnson is not our next Bachelor.
I don't see it not happening.
I know, but because I feel like I've said that before.
They showed too little of his relationship with Sydney.
Exactly.
Which I honestly was, like, there. Yeah. I was there for that.
Right, all they showed us was backflips on the beach.
Yeah, and then he had a great date with Angela.
Mm-hmm.
He
had a great date with Kaylin.
He had a great, great conversation with Clay after his date with Angela. Exactly. I loved that moment. Yeah. And then across the board, he just said, I want to find mine. People think I'm... you know, so great, but I feel like a little kid looking out the window.
Oh, that line.
And then he looked like a little kid looking out the window while he said it. It was so sad.
Yeah.
And so
felt
I think...
felt like somebody gave him, like, some perfect dialogue or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then we're like, and then just look down.
Yeah.
And kind of pout.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah, he was great. He didn't seem happy about becoming the Bachelor at all in that moment.
Yeah. He seemed sad.
But yeah, like, I just think they're going to hear so much backlash if they don't.
I don't think he's not going to get picked.
All right. I am hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm so hopeful because here's the thing. Mike Johnson is literally my favorite contestant that's ever, like I said the other night, he is the only person I've seen on the show that I would be, that I think, like, oh, I'd like to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'd like to hang out with you because I think we'd get along. I think we have some great conversations. We could be real good bro. Like, I've never felt that about anyone on The Bachelor.
He is glorious.
Like,
he really
is. I feel
like
we would be best of friends.
He's got a smile that lights up a room.
Right, and he's also so inquisitive and interested in people. The same way I like to be, and like
he's a natural leader.
Yeah, he's a natural leader. Like I love that. Like I am, you know, so into like him. I'm totally have a man crush on him.
Yes,
but like that's, I mean that's the thing is like, I just okay. So let's I want to play. So if we go with Derek, like how sad is that? What is that saying? To like if we go with Derek for The Bachelor, what is it saying? To get some sad guy as our bachelor. Like, oh, poor me. I'm never the one. I never, always a groomsman, never a groom. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm never good enough. Like, that's not the kind of person you want as a bachelor.
No, he's just going to cry through the whole season because he's going to get triggered every 2 seconds.
Right.
Like, work on yourself at home. Realize that no one can give you that approval. You need to have it from within. And then come back and be a star.
Right.
And Mike Johnson's a star.
He's a star. But
he's someone I can't wait to watch fall in love. And he's someone who I truly believe is ready to find a wife. And I truly believe at the end of it, he will. Because he's good at actually reading people.
Right,
and actually talking about the things that really matter.
Right.
And picking a partner that he can marry and start a family with and like have a whole love journey.
But then we have our sleeper that they didn't bring out on purpose. It's Pete.
Peter.
I mean, they knew better. I think they knew if they brought Peter out, they might end up with a Connor on their hands.
Right.
So Connor came out.
Connor did come out.
Oh my gosh. Here's the thing. Connor on his own seems so different than in a house full of other dudes like Mike Johnson and Peter and, you know, Luke P. Like, on his own, he just seems like, I'm a dude.
I don't have any thoughts or feelings about Connor.
No, I know. I don't I think Connor has any thoughts or feelings about
He
Connor.
Doesn't stimulate any type of thought within me.
He's just down to fuck.
I don't know.
He's down to fuck and then disappear on the beach and never be in any scene. Like, he literally was absent.
Oh, yeah, he was absent. That was right. He came on the beach and then we never saw him again. We just kept being like, where is he still there?
Like, I almost feel like he was only brought to give, like, some kind of pull against Dean.
Mm.
You know, but who knows?
Well, I don't think the producers knew Dean was coming back.
Yeah,
you could maybe. I don't think they knew that when they sent Connor in.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, who knows? But, like, okay, so what else have we not kind of touched on?
Okay, so you and I discussed, and I heard a little bit of support for that elsewhere, which is, I think Demi's auditioning for Wells' job.
Say where you heard it.
I heard it from my favorite podcast, Two Black Girls, One Rose.
That's right.
I did. I mentioned that podcast a lot on here, so I just didn't want to be like, all I do is talk about this one podcast.
No, I mean, I think it's good to support other people doing what we do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I just didn't want to sound
great.
Yes.
And
I got you into it. Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, I love the fact that we continually have the same opinions.
It's really nice.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Listen, it's crazy to have a conversation with you while we watch the show. Listen to them and hear the same exact thing come out of their mouths.
Yeah.
And then do ours. That's all. It's just like crazy.
It makes me happy.
Yeah. But like, So my
thought was Demi seems like she's auditioning to be the new bartender. But I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, so what's the track here, right? What's the track? What's the motive? And I was thinking, so Chris Harrison's not going to be around forever, right?
No, not forever.
My thought is they're probably telling Wells, hey, buddy, we think there's a chance. When he retires that you could be the next Chris Harrison. However, I think they're going to get Demi behind that bar, and they're going to say, all right, now we have two options to replace Chris Harrison when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
Because if she succeeds as the bartender, which honestly I think she'd do a million times better than Wells.
Right, if she can mix a drink, you know.
Well, here's the other thing is, like, Demi has proven not only is she providing great commentary, but she's also, I think since they did her that favor of letting Christian come on the show, she's acting as a, what's that called? Like
a mole?
An inside job she's kind of person. Mole. Yeah, where she's asking the producer questions of the castmates on camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that when it comes to the job of the bartender and then when it comes to the job of what Chris Harrison does, you need to be able to
instigate and plant ideas.
Yes.
That's the whole role.
And so I think that if I were the producers, I'd be like, great. So we have Wells as a backup for Chris Harrison when he's, you know, no longer going to be acting as the host.
Right.
But let's get Demi in there so that we have the option.
Right.
Because the option of a fluid, sexually female could test way better with our future audiences than maybe another cis white male.
Absolutely.
Actually, I don't know if Wells is white, so if he's not, I take that option back.
I mean,
but
I think he's pretty white.
I don't know, but
but here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's great, too. And then if you keep Demi around, too, and Christian and her don't work out, you know, you just pluck her back in, you know?
Who knows?
I know you don't like that comment, I'm sure.
I don't like the idea of her and Christian not working out.
Yeah, no, of course
not. At all.
No, of course not.
I don't know.
I hope they work out, too.
I want a love story at the end of this thing.
I'm going to save all my comments.
All of the cattiness, all of the gossip, all of the you know, drama of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't provide love, true love, at the end of it, then it just feels yucky.
It doesn't feel
And that's kind of where I'm at. That's where you're at. Yeah. That's where a lot of people are at, where it's like, okay, there was a lot of, you know, judgment and gossip and drama, and for two seasons now we didn't get love.
Right.
And I think that's why it was so refreshing to watch Goose and Crystal get married, because you're like, yeah, thank God.
Somebody, even if we didn't like them when they were around.
I didn't, you know, we didn't like them separate, but I love them together.
Sure, they're great together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, okay, so I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we, you know, like, you know, Clay and Nicole, like, I mean, whatever, cool.
Totally, yeah. Totally. Clay and Nicole, whatever, cool. We'll see if he doesn't... This is the thing with Clay.
Yeah.
He is not acting like a man who's over his ex.
Not at all.
And Angela is.
Yeah.
Like, Angela 100% is acting like someone who is over their ex.
She's like, cool, bye.
Yeah, guess what? You want to come on the show and make some money and have a vacation and find a chance at love? So do I, motherfucker. I'm here.
Right, the double standard that he, right, when he's like, it's, you know, it's just not fair.
Why would she want to come be on a beach with her ex? Because that's where you make money, go on vacation, and yeah, have the chance to fall in love on TV.
And she did it first, assholes. You don't get to take that away from her. Like, fuck you. Like, kind of, like, think about it. She was on The Bachelor or Bachelorette before, or whatever, before he ever was.
Was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she's from, where's she from? I don't know, but she's before him.
Okay.
And so it's like, you know, sorry. Like, you don't get to come and take her opportunities away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let her fucking... She's gonna do what she does. But, like, when he says, like, it's just so hard. Like, it's so hard. You imagine, like, having to watch your ex go on other dates. It's like, what do you think she was gonna have to do in a few months when the show aired?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, and all of her friends are on that show, and that show is where she makes a portion of her income every year.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
So I'm tired of the two of them.
I'm tired of Nicole and Clay. I'm curious if Clay's going to implode or explode about Angela.
Right.
I'm here for Angela.
I am too.
Let me think what else.
Who else is a couple?
Well, I, you know, I'm the most excited about Dean coming back right now.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think we all know that because of the leaks or whatever, but...
I don't think you should just say that so flippantly.
Because
not everyone on this podcast that listens...
Right. I think she's going to do it either way. Like, here's the thing. I just think, even without that, like, how do you choose Connor... over the passionate dude who came back?
Oh, Dean is just being the cutest little button.
Yeah, I mean, he may be like wishy-washy Dean,
I'm here for
I'm
Dean.
I'm here for it. Like,
again, he seems like someone who actually evolved.
Listen, he said it best. Why would you want easy?
I know. Who the fuck wants easy? I was like, yes, Dean!
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Yeah. Easy is not a good sell when it comes to love for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, easy
is... Comfortable, like, I don't know if that's the right word, but there is a certain... There's a word somewhere in between comfortable and easy that can fit for love, you know?
Well, here's the thing.
Compatibility-wise, but, like, you don't want... Easy
turns into just a friendship
after, like, challenging each other.
Yes.
And it needs to be a challenge. Like, listen, I also think there has to be a challenge to get to each other in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
For it to really push you to the next
level. I think that builds trust and yeah, I think that builds trust.
Yeah, I think it builds
trust. When in the beginning, there was maybe a little bit of an obstacle to overcome, and you're like, wow, that person didn't even know me all the way yet.
Right.
That person didn't even have all of me yet, but they were willing to go up against this little bit of an obstacle for the chance at me.
Right.
That builds long-term trust, where 100%. You know... Wow, that person was really into me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, before they even got the full picture.
Not just the guy comes in and is like,
I had fun talking to you at the wedding.
Let's make out some more. I'm really sweaty. Yeah. I got jacked. This, is it me, or is this season completely, like, we're just watching a workout video and a dating show all at the same time now?
Yeah.
I've never, like, here's the thing, I've never seen so many of the contestants. Like, it's become more, normalized over the years, it seems like, but it is, like, their full-time job to be yoked and get fit.
They're all models now.
Yeah, they're all models now. They're not just, like, people.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, like, insane.
Yeah, and I would love to bring more of regular people back.
Can you imagine? It would be so cool if it was just regular people.
I know.
With regular bodies.
Yes.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, just regular people who, like, are really sincere and really are wanting to just find their person.
Right, but how many people actually want to watch that, I guess? I don't know. I feel like everyone, but... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people want to see that. Then people just want to watch pretty people. Is that true? I don't know. I don't care. You know?
I don't know either. I mean, it's worth a shot. They should do a season.
Like regular Bachelor? Like normcore Bachelor?
Yeah, they should do it.
He's got a part-time job at Target. Like...
Well, we loved watching, remember that show where it was like a chance at reconnecting with your ex?
Yeah, that
was Australian
good. Yeah,
show?
Yeah, it was Australian. I'm sure we'll get an American one soon.
It was on Netflix, and the best couple of all was that the couple, they were in their 50s or
60s. The older couple, and he was like having a hard time with money.
Well, here's the thing, is, like, they met when they were 20.
Yeah, that's true.
They both went on to be married.
Have full lives,
full families, everything. And they never stopped thinking about each other. And when they were both divorced and older, they got a chance to reconnect. And it turns out they love each other.
Yeah, that was great.
Amazing.
So fun to watch.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's regular people.
Yeah.
You know?
That was enjoyable. That was really enjoyable.
I couldn't get enough of that.
Yeah, no, it was a great show.
Okay, but wait, I feel like there's something else that's happened.
right, everyone kind of disappeared a little
Dean,
bit.
Dean, Tayshia,
there's Demi and Christian, but I mean,
Hannah and Dylan are just whatevering.
Know, yeah, being like getting excited about walking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
he
I
was
can't,
like,
can't wait till we go back to California. And we can go on walks together. Are you fucking 80? Like, what the fuck? Oh my god, and we'll wear comfy clothes. Like, that's what they said. The most boring people I've ever witnessed. I can't wait to do boring things with you.
Oh, Blake and Christina. Duh. I knew we were missing something. Right. Blake and Christina. So
Jesus.
Blake, drunk one night, decides, oh, she's been in front of me the whole time. And him confessing that to her and her just looking at him like, when are you going to say that you're fucking with me? And then her just being like, tell me this in the morning.
Yeah.
Let me see if you still feel that way.
I love how the editors have done a job on Blake this season.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they could have easily edited his little clips to when he's saying this stuff to look good.
Yeah. And they
but
did
they
not.
But they didn't. They
no.
let them all play in their entirety so you see the psycho, like, you can see how false it is.
Yeah, and how... Exactly. How it just doesn't ring true.
Right.
There's like, dude, it doesn't look like you suddenly realize you loved her. It looks like you suddenly realized she was the most convenient.
Yeah. Suddenly realized that you were about to go home otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you guys are done with friendship roses.
Yeah. And how he can't, like, he cannot. His ego is too hurt to admit that he's, like, ended up like Derek with no one.
Yeah.
He cannot, because his ego can't handle the fact that, like, I'm Blake. What do you mean I left Paradise without a hot model on my arm?
I think Christina and Blake would be absolutely miserable together.
Right. Yeah, of course.
But maybe they deserve each other. You know?
I don't know.
I saw a different side. I know that I got really aggressive towards her when she was being cruel to Caitlin. Yeah. But I did see a side to her this week where she looked a little bit more vulnerable. Yeah. Like, once Blake professed his love to her, yeah, I was like, oh my God, she looks completely different, because yeah, it just looked like a wall came down and that she was vulnerable again. Yeah. And that's something that she has not looked that way the entire time she's been on this season. And people with a lot of walls just come across very
mean, evil,
unattractive to me.
Very,
like,
very.
And once that came down, it was like, I don't think he's the right one, but it's nice to see a side of you that isn't just looking kind of manipulative and evil.
Right, but now it's just like watching him like an innocent, like almost feels like, yeah, you know, it's just like watching fucking, I don't know.
I can't get over her voice when she cried.
Oh my God. I'm not the one right now. I'm not dealing with this right now. Leave me alone.
She's like
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator.
The second Blake went to talk to Bree, her voice dropped like 5 octaves.
Yeah, it was just like,
and she's like, I can't
be alone. I can't do this right now.
I have to be alone right now. So funny.
I mean,
to me,
it's literally like with Blake, it's like watching, once she gets vulnerable, it's like watching like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know that she's gonna get hit by a car.
Oh, he's an oncoming train.
Yeah,
like
he's
the worst.
And she's like finally stopped in front of him.
And you can see how much he regrets not going on a date with Bree already.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, he's already, you can see in his face that he's just like,
oh, I could have been on that date.
Oh, man, she would have worn that on my date. She would have been, you know, like,
right,
my girlfriend. We would have had, that would have been my kids. You know, like, that's what his life is going to be. Oh, I would have had kids like that. I would have had a happy marriage like that.
And no, so, you wouldn't have, because you couldn't have, because you had the chance and no one wanted you.
Exactly.
Like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You're not interchangeable. Things...
Yeah.
Like,
you're not better than everyone.
All of the little moments that happen between two people are how others end up feeling about you.
Yeah.
It's not that it was just happened to be wrong circumstances. Those circumstances are now connected to you in everyone's memories of you. Like,
absolutely.
that's how perception works.
Right. I mean,
you know?
Like, there is just like, oh man, it's amazing how quickly and how so many people on the island are so ready to like be like, oh, he's a good guy, I feel bad for Blake, you know? It's like,
mm-hmm,
why? Like, why do you feel bad that someone did a bunch of shitty stuff and is paying the price?
Yeah, why do you feel bad for him, guys? Because from what I can tell, most of you are snuggling on the beach for like 4 weeks before you're willing to have sex with each other.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, most of you, it really seems like you take your time and you do a lot of kind of precautions, and he kind of just stomped all over that. So why do you feel bad for him?
Right.
There are certain steps to take if you want to show that you respect people, and he just, you know, stomped on all of that.
Yeah, he doesn't have.
And I have no doubt that he's already been DMing Bree before this season started. That's why she was like, oh, Blake.
She's like, hey, Blake.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys were DMing for sure.
Of course.
They
probably just figured they couldn't. That's just too much.
I mean.
Or they talked at the wedding. He's like, please don't say.
Mm-hmm.
It's already bad enough, because that's what he said. People at the wedding were like, oh, you're the people hate you now.
Yeah, he was destroyed.
You are the most hated contestant in Bachelor history.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
And Ari are up there.
People
together.
Told him that he'd have to move to Europe.
Yeah, Blake and Ari forever in Bachelor like history.
Mm-hmm.
As the worst dudes, maybe. Who would be number three? There's got to be one. Luke P. Ari, and Blake. Those are my top three.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
That's hard to debate, yeah.
Hard
I mean,
to
there's
like.
The there's that gross pizza guy.
Yeah, but even then, like, I mean, okay, in real life, I think he did end up, like, beating people or something.
I think he was, like, an abuser.
So that's awful.
Yeah.
But on the show.
Yeah, let's stick to TV version.
I didn't see him beat anyone, so. but, like, on the show, we've got Luke P., Blake, and Ari. And Ari was the bachelor.
I know.
You know?
I know. I can't believe all of the young, hot girls he got to fondle.
Oh,
like,
I
it's
know.
Insane.
It's crazy. And how about, oh yeah, real quick shout out to how about Becca alone at the wedding?
She's not, her and her man are together though.
I'm sure they are.
But she was alone.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to be, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I think she doesn't want to, like, to have him to have to deal with, like, anything, you know?
Right.
Once he got in the public eye, they fucking pounced on him.
Yeah.
And like, oh, fuck you. You retweeted. You said, you know.
He just liked. He liked things that let everyone know he was a very
conservative
right-wing individual.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I'd probably keep my husband, if that's the case, out of the limelight.
Yeah, you can be a house husband.
Yeah, you just do you.
You are so great in the home.
Because the truth of the matter is, like, yeah, well, I don't know what he liked, actually, so. Let me preface it with that.
I don't know either. I believe it could, again.
I know it's right-wing stuff.
I don't know for certain, but I think there was some, like,
hate
racial,
stuff.
Not cool stuff.
Oh, no, never mind.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to even comment.
Maybe we don't know when we've, maybe we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
but
we
that's
don't, but
what I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to even have a comment on it. Because I was going to say, it's like, he came across as a really lovely, dumb guy. But, you know.
Yeah, we don't.
That doesn't excuse racism.
No!
Or
no!
Any of it, you know?
No. What were we watching, though, that was about. Oh. I know what we watched. So we watched the new show Carnival Row. I think that's what it's called. And there was. You just said dumbness doesn't excuse racism, which, like, made me think of what I said I liked so much about there's a dynamic on that show.
Oh, right. The Puck. Imogen and the Puck.
And the Puck.
Mr. Agreus or something.
I can't pronounce his last name.
Agreus.
But their dynamic is so. Oh, like, it's so wonderful and amazing.
That's part of the show.
It's the best part of the show. What I liked about it was that they showed this woman who's very sheltered, ignorant, white privilege, just all of these things that are very hard to examine and look at right now, but something that everyone is. And they showed her being exposed to something that she'd never been exposed to.
Yeah.
And that actress did such a lovely job at really, and the writers, like, really portraying someone who was being pushed so far outside of their comfort zone, and then it turns out that person's was just kind of a victim of their own circumstance.
Yeah.
Because that's not how she really feels. She just really needed to be pushed outside of that. And
someone needed to grab her by the arm and pull her out of
that
fucking bubble.
I loved watching it.
Yeah,
I loved everything about it. And that's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
The chemistry on it.
Oh, yeah.
To all of anyone who listens who's also a Gossip Girl fan. It was very. That spark, kind of like a Blair and Chuck relationship, was really there. And I've been waiting for a very good TV romance to get into like that again. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
On that note.
Hot chemistry.
On that note, Carnival Row. We should end our Bachelor podcast.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.